Many of us have been to cinema where you have part one and part two. You are watching the part one. Some scenes you could understand, some you cannot. But when it gets to the point that you are trying to put things together, then pops up the end, continued in part two. What do you do? Ooh. I've had such experiences because I think I do watch EastEnders. And when you are expecting something, you just see, and that's the end. You have to wait till you get to part two. Today we want to look at the scriptures, which is in part one, the Old Testament, and part two, the New Testament. More often than not, we focus on the New Testament. But you don't enjoy part two of the film if you don't watch part one. Do you? Because there will be some scenes there that will be referring to part one. And tonight, what we want to look at is the central theme of the scriptures. Was it only in the New Testament? What does the Old Testament say about it? And if you watch, if you've read the scriptures, you will always see Jesus will quote as it was written. He will also say, the scripture says. So which means it's referring to something. No wonder Augustine says the New Testament is in the Old concealed, and the Old is in the New Testament revealed. So it means you cannot understand the New Testament better except you go into the New Testament. And that is exactly what we want to do this evening. Apostle Paul in Acts 17:2-3, what we are trying to do today, he did it. The scripture says, as his custom was, Paul went into the synagogue, and on three Sabbath days he reasoned with them from the scriptures, explaining and proving that the Christ had to suffer and rise from the dead. This Jesus I am proclaiming to you is the Christ, he said. So, Apostle Paul was looking at the scriptures. Again in Acts 18:28, he says, for he vigorously refuted the Jews in public debate, proving from the scriptures that Jesus was the Christ. As at this point in time, there was no New Testament. So when we are talking of the scriptures, we are referring to what? The scrolls, which is the Old Testament. So they were going back. What did the scriptures say here? So what we want to do this evening, I'm not preaching. It's more or less going to be something like a seminar. Both of us will look together. What does the scripture say about Jesus? That is, what does the Old Testament hold for us regarding Jesus Christ? There are three ways in which the Old Testament talks about Jesus. The first one, the Old Testament promises Jesus. The second one, the Old Testament prophesies about Jesus. And the third one, the Old Testament prefigures Jesus. Those are the three ways. And we shall be looking at each of these ways. Because at times it's good for us to understand. Should we go into the midst of people and they begin to ask us about our scriptures, we should be confident enough to be able to say, yes, this is what the entire scripture says about Christ. If we start with the Old Testament promising Jesus, let us look at Genesis 22, 18. We will be looking into the scriptures more this evening. Genesis 22, 18. The scripture tells us that through your offsprings, all nations on earth will be blessed. This promise came after Abraham, God gave him the instruction. We knew how long it took him to have Isaac. And God said, come on, this Isaac, go sacrifice him for me. And he believed, he took the boy. And even when he was asked, the boy asked him, Dad, here we have everything for sacrifice. Where is the ram? What did he say? The Lord shall provide. And when it got to that point, as he was about to lay his hands, then the voice came. And therefore the Lord was moved. He was moved. And thus this promise came. Through thy offspring. It didn't say offsprings. Another version of the scripture says, through thy seed. The nations, all nations, not just one, all nations of the earth will be blessed. And because of his deep trust and obedience, the Lord renews and emphasizes this blessing unto Abraham. And if we look at the genealogy of Christ in Matthew 1, he went back. And you could see the link of Jesus Christ all the way through Abraham. And the scripture says in Galatians 3:26 to the end, for ye are all the children of God by faith in Christ Jesus. For as many of you as have been baptized into Christ have put on Christ. There is neither Jew nor Greek. There is neither bond nor free. There is neither male nor female. For ye are all one in Christ Jesus. And if ye be in Christ, then are ye Abraham's seed, and he is according to the promise. We can see the link. The promise of Christ. Through thy offspring. So to anyone that comes to God through Christ, they enjoy the benefit. And as a result, all the nations, no one can monopolize Christ or God. Through thy seed, all nations of the earth will be blessed. That is Old Testament promising Christ. The second one, the Old Testament prophesies about Jesus. There are a few ones that we will go through this evening. How did the Old Testament prophesy about Jesus Christ? Micah 5, 2. Micah chapter 5, verse 2. There was a promise of the birthplace of Jesus there. But you, Bethlehem, Ephrathah, though you are small among the clans of Judah, out of you will come for me one who will be the ruler over Israel, whose origins are from of old, from ancient times. So the birthplace of Jesus was prophesied as Bethlehem. And it did happen. Where was Jesus born? Where was he born? In Bethlehem. prophecy about Jesus was he will be born of a virgin. Isaiah chapter 7 verse 14. The scripture says, therefore the Lord himself will give you a sign. The virgin will conceive and give birth to a son, and he will be called Emmanuel. Another prophecy about Jesus was about how his body would be pierced. And we see that in Zechariah 12 verse 10. Zechariah 12 verse 10. It says, and I will pour out on the house of David and the inhabitants of Jerusalem a spirit of grace and supplication. They will look on me, the one they have pierced, and they will mourn for him as one mourns for an only child, and grieves bitterly for him, as one grieves for a firstborn son. The emphasis there is, they will look on me, the one they have pierced. Another prophecy about Jesus in the Old Testament is from Isaiah 53:12. Which tells us about how Jesus will be condemned with criminals. Isaiah 53 verse 12. It says, therefore, I will give him a portion among the great, and he will divide his spoils with the strong, because he poured out his life unto death, and was numbered with the transgressors. Isaiah also promised us that Jesus will be coming to preach good news, as found in Isaiah 61 verse 1. It says, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because the Lord has anointed me to preach good tidings to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to proclaim to the captives, and the opening of the prison to those who are bound, to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord. Jesus himself opened the scroll and read this. And what did they say? He said, today, the scripture is what? It's fulfilled. We also read about, in the Old Testament, about the resurrection of Christ. In Psalm 16, verse 10. Psalm 16, verse 10. It says, for you will not leave my soul in Sheol, nor will you allow your Holy One to see corruption. The Old Testament also mentioned about the riding on the donkey in Zechariah 8 verse 9. Zechariah 8 verse 9. It says, rejoice greatly, O daughter of Zion. Shout, O daughter of Jerusalem. Behold, your king is coming to you. He is just and having salvation, lowly and riding on a donkey, a colt, the foot of a donkey. So if we look at these various prophetic messages, what the key thing about a prophecy is, a prophecy coming to pass. If a prophetic message comes and it does not come to pass, then that prophecy is not from God. All these prophetic messages are more and more. I've just chosen a few. They were all said about Jesus, and each came to pass. And so that tells us, no wonder Apostle Paul, the apostles, they went into the scriptures and they started to check. The scripture said this about Jesus, and it came to pass. The scripture said that about Jesus, and it came to pass. Definitely, this is the Messiah that we are expecting. Unfortunately, today, some people are still awaiting their own Messiah. But something, I need to digress there. They searched the scriptures. What did the scriptures say? And they found out. Today, are we like the Berean Christians, searching the scriptures? spoken about the promise of Christ. You seated there as children of God, there are so many prophetic messages about for us in the scriptures. How are we picking them up? How? The promises of Christ. How are we picking them up? The scriptures, the third way in which the Old Testament spoke about Christ is it prefigures Jesus. Something, when we say prefigure, we are talking of to indicate, to suggest. It could be in form of events, and it could be in form of star. And that is why the scripture says in Colossians 2:17, it says, so let no one judge you in food or drink, or regarding a festival, a new moon, or Sabbath, which are a shadow. So a prefiguring is a shadow. So in the Old Testament, we have some shadows. Something that we give us is an impression. Just as we have the old typewriter. Remember, you have the ribbon. The letters are already on that stylus. And so it's only when it knocks on the ribbon that you find it on the paper. Same thing here. Something like a shadow. So when we talk about there are so many events in the scriptures that gives us something like a shadow of what we are to expect. There are similarities, and in some cases, there will be slight differences. For example, let's look at the manna. The Israelites were fed with manna, as recorded in Exodus chapter 16. And Jesus himself said in John 6:22-40, he said, I am the living bread. If we look at the two, manna in the Old Testament fell from heaven. Jesus himself also came from where? From heaven. Manna in the Old Testament was food, physical food, for the Israelites. And Jesus is the spiritual food for us. We partake in the manna by eating, but we partake in the spiritual food by believing. Manna, when it fell from heaven, it only sustains the Israelites for a while. But Jesus, being the food from God, the spiritual food from God, is for all nations. And he lives forever. That's why he says, this is my body. Eat. That is the spiritual food. So there are so many ways where we can see prefiguring, shadow. Another one in the scripture was when, in Numbers 23, the Israelites sinned and they were beaten by snake. And Moses went and said, these people are dying. And God told Moses, have a bronze serpent and hold it. Whosoever looketh unto that serpent will be saved. And John quoted this in John 3:14. He says, the same way the serpent was held, Jesus will also be hanged. Whosoever looketh unto Jesus will be saved. And that is why till today, many of you may wonder, if you ever look at the medical logo, anywhere you see medical logo, there is a snake sign there. It is because they were referring to the scriptures Whosoever looketh unto that snake will be saved. You can see the shadow. And all these are but telling us something specific about Christ. That it's not just, you know, something that people just make up. It is real. Christ is real. It's not an imagination. It's not something whereby people will say, oh, are you for real? Or do you think it's real? Christ is real. The scripture proves both the Old Testament and the New Testament are pointing to the central body, that Jesus Christ is the Messiah. Another similarity which we can look is if we look at Joseph, people will look, Joseph, yeah? Remember Joseph and his brothers? And Jesus, there are so many similarities there. The beloved son of the father, they were divinely appointed to be ruler. Joseph said, my brothers will bow down to me. He experienced hatred and jealousy. Jesus experienced hatred and jealousy too. He was sent by his father. Joseph was sent by his father. Likewise, Jesus Christ. They plotted to kill Joseph. Same thing with Jesus Christ. He was handed to the Gentiles and bought for pieces of silver. Remember, when he was sold to the Egyptians, same thing with Jesus. Jesus was also sold. Joseph was sold by Judah. Jesus was sold by Judas. But God was with both of them. Both of them were falsely accused. Meanwhile, they were innocent. Joseph was condemned with two others, remember, in the prison? And he said, you will go back to your work. The other one will die, will be executed. What happened to Jesus? Condemned with two criminals. One repented and said, tonight you will meet me in heaven. The other was mocking Jesus. He foretold the freedom of one, brought out of the dungeon. Jesus was brought out of the grave. While Joseph became the ruler over the earth, Jesus became the ruler over everyone. So the question this evening is Jesus actually the ruler of your life? If from every area we could see the scriptures pointing to Jesus, what else do we need before we totally surrender to him as our Lord and Savior? We need to surrender. God sent his only begotten Son. Right from Genesis up to the Revelation, we could see the hands all referring to Jesus Christ. So my question is this. In your life, in my life, can we see anything pointing to Jesus Christ there? Just as I will tell you today, there is no village, there is no town within the United Kingdom that you don't find a route to London. Is there any? I want to tell you there is none. There is no village, there is no town in which you don't find a route to London. So if London is the central core, and human beings make that possible, can I also ask you, let's look at our entire life, financial, family, career, name it. Is there any route to Jesus there? Is there anything pointing towards Jesus there? Or some pointed, some do not. The Old Testament said it all. Christ was given for us. What is going to be our response? The Bible is true. And it will be forever true. It is not a fiction. Christ was promised. Christ was prophesied. Christ was prefigured. And everything the scripture says about Christ came to pass. I don't want us to leave this auditorium without looking back. Which part of my life is not pointing to Christ? We sang that song. There is room in my life for you. Are you giving the central point? Or you want to push him aside? I will end with this. The new is in the old concealed, and the old is in the new revealed. May the Lord open our eyes to see what is concealed and our mind to receive what is revealed.